Okay, so we'll flip the pages. Kuf Chaf Ches. Hey, we just began recently in Chelik Beis. We're up to now. The Mechaber writes, Lo Ya'alu HaKohanim L'duchen Min Alim. You shouldn't go up with them in line with their shoes. Avababate Shokim Shari. The types of shoes that go like up to the, they're laced high up, we'll see. We'll explain what these are. That those types of shoes are allowed. Yesh Machmirim, says the Ramah, where some are strict. Im Heim Shel Or, if they're made out of leather. We're lenient in certain places. So let's try to understand what these shoes are, why we don't wear shoes based upon the Gemara in Megillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, now in Sifkat and Tesva, you see it on the second line, min alayim. Shema yipasek, lo ritzua, v'ganayhu lo. Maybe the shoe strap is going to break, and it's going to be embarrassing for him to go up there with a broken shoe. He's going to laugh, they're going to make fun of him. When his shoe sandal has become untied. And he's going to now tie it up. I'm sorry, be'or, I read that wrong. Sorry. They're going to tie it was chaver is going up there making the bracha. Why is this guy not up there? Why is this Kohen not up there? They're not going to realize because his shoe became untied, he's embarrassed to go up there. They're going to think there's something wrong with him. He's disqualified. He's a halal. He's a son of a divorced woman, the son of a woman who had chalitzit unto her. They're not going to realize it's a wardrobe. He's having a wardrobe malfunction. They're going to think the guy's no good. Vafilu b'min alayim she'ein lehem ritzuos also. So then, okay, fine, very good. That works. Don't wear any shoes they have, but you have slip-ons. No, you can wear shoes that don't have shoelaces. So let them go up with that. Delo plug rabbanon. Nope, we don't make any distinctions. Once you don't go up with shoes, it doesn't matter what type of shoes. Yes, shoelaces. No shoelaces. Doesn't matter. We don't go up. That's called low plug.
I understand, but in terms of the shoelaces, he wouldn't want to tie his shoe because then he have to go back and wash again.
Right. Well, but the washing is going to be coming up in a second. Let's just forget about the washing for a second. Okay. He went right. That's a good point. We'll talk about the washing, but for this point, just the fact that he's embarrassed to walk up there with a shoe that's undone. Mm-hmm. So he says, "V'yesh lahatznia hamin alayim shelo ya'amdu begolu beis haknesses b'nei hakavod." So you shouldn't like just have your shoes like a big pile of shoes lying around in the shul. You should place them on the side so it doesn't look disrespectful. V'yachal tzeim kodim netila. Now here's what you're saying: you take them off before you do the netila. Ach kasheev shelo la'outzam ach netila. But if you be a way of getting them off after you washed your shoes, wash your hands, I'm sorry, getting your shoes off after you wash your hands, without touching it, shlo yiga behem, yochel chaltzam acher netila. So if somebody had slip-ons or something like that, or you could, you put like one heel, you put your toes on the back of the heel and you can kick off your shoes, then you would be allowed to take off your shoes after the netila is done.
It's like what the Kohanim do now.
Yeah, right. Tez zayin of ababate shokayim, if they had these special type of boots, we'll see. Who minalayim aruchim? These long shoes hamagim ad arubos haregel. They go up to like the knee. Hainu samach l'shok v'shara. These are allowed. But v'leika hacha time and hanak. There's no concern. Good morning. There's no concern with these types of shoes that there's going to be a problem. V'af digam hacha ragilin lefamim. Occasionally lasos ritzuos samach l'aruka. They sometimes are laced. You call Malcolm L.S. Lo Chashin and Shem Yeshev Lakashem. We're not worried about the guy's going to sit in his spot and tie them up rather than go up in Dulchin. Dafil Imheim Mutarim Lace Bo Ganai Kulehai. It's not so embarrassing. We just finished Tezayin. Meaning with these like type of long boots, it's not embarrassing if they're untied, so therefore there's no concern. That's why the Meikar Din, Mechaber said you could go up if you're wearing these shoes. The imheim shall or yud zayin, if they're made out of leather, taima, the reason for this, de bichlal sandal min alheim. That's like a shoe. Velo plug rabbanon ve'yesh bein yesh ritzuos bein ein ritzuos. Whether it has the straps or not. Mikol makom bebate shokayim imich nesayim miyachad magim ad atzileim mut l'chuyam. These type of bate shokayim are allowed. They go so high up. This is not included in the gezerah the Gemara talks about not going up while wearing shoes. V'chein batei shokayim, so too these types of boots, shel beged, af shechupa, or shari af ladezu. Okay, even if they're covered with leather, according to this opinion, they would be allowed. And the Ramah had an interesting point. He said that we're makil in certain places. V'nohagu lahakil b'ketzas mekomos u'mikom mokom b'batei shokayim shalanu shekorim shtil. Right? These are like galoshes. These are like the type of boots they have. Shiragin leilech behem b'shuk betit. You walk around, with schmutz all over them. Ein lahakam shum kavod tzibur. You can't wear these types of like work boots or something like that. You wouldn't. Well, that's on the covered tzibur. Fitam zeh, according to this, gabe min alayim shel gemi shalanu. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. The first one's not. This is the galoshes. Yeah, I'm sorry. The second one's the galoshes. Okay, that's the rubbers, right? Gam kein ein nachon mitam zeh. You shouldn't wear them. Kosu achronim de ein nachon lalos laduchan yachev mamish. You shouldn't be really barefoot when you go up. Shuderech ganai. That's also considered disrespectful. She'ein ragilim bizman hazeh leilech yachev lifnei gedolim. You wouldn't stand in front of an important person. You got a job interview. You're not going to show up there barefoot. You're going to meet the president of the United States. Forgetting about politics, whether you like him or not, you wouldn't go barefoot. Ella yesh leilech befuz mekaos shobeged socks v'chein hamina. That's where people wear the socks. There's an interesting I saw in one of the Dirshu footnotes. See if I could find it. Oh, yeah, 25. Where do you get these colorful socks? I know a guy, not here, a different shul. He's a Kohen, and he wears, like, crazy socks on purpose, because he had skeleton socks, like looked like flesh. He had, like, one was, like, a rainbow sock. He wears, like, these crazy socks on Yom Tov, because he knows he's going to take them off, and everyone's going to be you're going to get distracted. So, look at 25. I don't know which versions you have. He says, Av ha garbayim shonos marehin. You have, like, these colorful socks, but still dyed, they're not regular colored things. Eitz al shark kohanim kosu b'shut igris Moshe, sheyochu lalos laduchin. He's allowed to. V'inchoshin lehistachlus lehisiach das. We're not concerned that people are going to stare at them and get distracted. Shel hamizvarachim. Okay, fine. So, Moshe allows it. Okay, I don't know. I remember one of my sons had a Shabbaton, and the boys were wearing these like colorful socks. As was popular. So another Rebbe got up and made a. He says, "Look, everyone's wondering why the boys were wearing colorful socks. Here's what happened. They came home and realized that this is the Shabbaton, and the mother said, 'But I didn't do your laundry.' He says, 'No problem. I'll just take my sister's socks.' And that's why they're all wearing these socks today, because they ran out of their own regular socks. They're wearing their sister's clothing, and that's why they have the colorful rainbow bright. The Rebbe was making a joke about the fact the boys were wearing them as the style. I don't know if it's still the cool thing to do to wear these like crazy, outlandish colored socks, but okay. Fine. So, Ramosha says you can wear it, the coin can wear it.
So the shoes have nothing to do with the fact that they're lower level, they're somehow connected to the Talmud.
Of course, it's going to be a distraction and then it's a whole step because with the laces, then even shoes without laces, then low plug, no shoes at all. Yeah. Okay. Vav. Afapi shenatlu hakohanim yedehem shachris. Even though the kohen washed his hands in the morning before he duchin in shachris, chozu venotlim yedehem ad haperek until that's the wrist. Shuchibur Hayad Hazarot, okay. The Halevi Yotzeik Mayim Al Yedehim. The Levi is the one who pours the water over them. The Kodem Lachain Yitol Halevi Yadav. The Levi washed his hands. Velonogo Halevian Litol Yedehim Techilo. Arminig is not to have the Levi wash the hands. Rak Samchu Al Natilas An Shachris. The Kohanim, the Levian rely upon their morning time washing. Yeah. And we'll see, like, if there's no. It goes like this. If there's no Kohen, I'm sorry, if there's no Levian, then the Bechor would do it. And if there's no Bechor, then the Kohen and Kohanim wash their own hands. Then we'll talk about what if it's going to be disrespectful. You have a Talmud Chacham washing the hands of an Am Haaretz. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about all these cases. We'll see how far we get. Okay, Yud Tes. Afal pi shenot lo hakohan midayim, even though they did already, Iker hanetilas. As mechu rabbanon a kroy shnemar su yedechem kodesh varuchu es Hashem klomer shetisu yedechem kodesh osam techila. You should lift up your hands before in hainu netila to elevate them. That's the more explains that means washing your hands. Va'achar kachla, now you've washed your hands baruchu es birkas Hashem shehi birkas kohanim. That's the remez for this idea based on the pasuk that you wash your hands first.
But in the temple, right? They did their own hands, right?
The cure, right? Yeah.
So where did the idea of somebody else going to come from? I mean, that's...
Well, we don't have a key or...
I know, but...
Should we,
but still, they did it themselves.
Okay, I hear. Right here. Yeah. Vanatila tzrichalios b'mayim davka. Now, in other areas where we require natila, technically speaking, sometimes you can just wipe it on something that would cleanse it. Velo moga doesn't help. Ka midi demenake kimo b'tefila b'simin tzadi beis. Right, something that really you're supposed to wash your hands before davening, and there you can just rub your hands against some sort of abrasive surface. That does not work over here. It really has to be washed with water. Pasuk mechaber nav bishenato yad of shachris yachzor v'yikadesh osam kodem. Nesias Kapayim, so you have to do it again. Dekra, take it for Kedusha Bracha. Right after is the Kedusha Bracha. It's beautiful. It's a big Musar Vort over there, but we don't have time to explain. But right, you do washing, and then comes the Bracha Mashma. That's how it's implied. Okay, V'chozer V'notlim, you go back and you wash again before this. V'im Ein Lo Maim, if you don't have any water, Kosva Achronim, Denucha Lismoich Al Shitas HaRambam, you could rely upon the Rambam if you don't have. Desfirle the yotze binatilas yadayim shenato b'shachris the technically ikar hadin the natil you did beforehand kol shelo hesiach daito long as you didn't get distracted v'yodei shelo nagu b'malka matunah if you didn't touch a dirty place if your hands is clean then technically speaking you're stuck you don't have water then you could rely upon that you did in the morning
rather than doing something like re-wiping
yeah hands or something. Yeah because that doesn't work I mean that doesn't help okay continuing now in Chaf Aleph the washing goes ad haper to the wrist. Kohen hamakadish yada la voida. We're bringing from the Ram here. This is like the Kohen who would wash, the kiur. Va'al kain kosu ha'achronim de efshir de inin davka natila mikli v'koach gavra. So we'll learn later on, we get things like kufnun, kufnun tes or so, the actual kufnun ches, where the dinim of natilas yadayim, that you'll see there has to be from a kli, there has to be a person pouring it on you. Shlo yihe mish tanim hamayim gibriyosun. The water can't change color. V'yeh alkopon revius mayim. It has to be revius. Okay, so certain times you do need revius. Of the Tiyas Adayim, etc. Well, we'll know it's dinim, but we're saying it's a real washing over here. Chaf Beis, Vahalevi Yotzek Maim, the Levi is the one who pours the water over the hands. Chashayin Levi, so what do you do? Sometimes it could very well be that you're not going to have any Levium. So Yotzek Bechor, Petar Rechem. So then, the Bechor, in Yonah Diyoma, Pesach, is the one who gets to do it. Vahu Gam King, Kadosh Kitsas. He has Kitsas, some Kedusha as well. Ve'im Ein, Gam Bechor, let's say there's no Levi, there's no Bechor, what do you do? Tov Sheyatil HaKoin Ba'atzmo Mishi Yatzik Yisrael Al Yodo. It's better for the Koin to himself than to have a Yisrael poured over him. After HaLevi Tamed Chochem V'Koin Am Ha'aretz, even if the Levi who's washing is the Tamed Chochem and be a shtickle bizoyon to do this for an Am Ha'aretz. In the Jewish 34 it says Kishish Bechor Tamed Chochem V'Koin Am Ha'aretz Kosov Shlom Zalman Orbach She'en Bechor Tzarech Lehatriach Atmo Alkach V'Prat She'Kosov Kaf HaChayim Shemidivri HaZohar Mashma Shirach Levi Yotol Yidei Kohan and below Bechor. Okay, interesting point over there. Then continuing down the bottom line, Yesh Lehachmir, one should be strict. Bechol Shekein, Im Yesh Kohen, Acher Echod, Tamid Chochem. You have one as a Tamid Chochem. Dematzil Es Kulam, Umechuyev Litzok Af Al Am Haaretz. Right, so once you're doing one, you're doing for them, so you'll do for everybody. Kein Kosov Eli Rabo, the Kosov Amagin Giborim, Dechein Iker, this is the main thing to follow, Ayin Sham Ta'amo. So that would be the ones. Once he's washing for the for Talmud Chacham, then he can wash the hands of the Am Ha'aretz as well. Finally, Chav Gimel Vilo Nohagu. They wrote this is going on the line in the Ramah, saying that a minig is not to wash the hands beforehand and then slip off the shoes. Ve'im hisiach halavim daitam. They had a hesach hadas. They got distracted. Tov sheyitlu yideihem mikoidim. Right. Wash their hands beforehand. Mikol shekein heched inago begufam. Certainly, if they touch parts of their body, v'yesh makomas shehaminhag sheshovchin shemen al reach b'samim. They put some good smelling oils in there, like perfume, I guess. V'hamogin Avraham kan uvetaz the common simin tov kuf yud alef kosu de osir. You can't do this. The molid recha. It's a problem of giving off a scent. So one should not do this. V'eli rabba. V'chein ha'chacham tzvi, b'simen tzadi beis, daitim l'hakir, the lenient in this case of doing this type of smelly, scented oils. Shelo shayich moli reicha b'zeh, it doesn't apply in this case. Kevin shahashem and atma ma'ur b'mayim, since itself gets mixed in, there's like a tarovus over here. Uvinesunim ne'erev Shabbos ve'erev Yom Tov, if you'd put it in beforehand, then bevada yesh lismach alai, certainly that would be fine, you can rely upon this, lahakil af molid recha b'yedei koham, even if it's going to give off a scent on the kohanim's hands, you're washing them with this like fragrant type of water, kemosh shekosu b'shar ha'tshuva, that one could be makil if it was put in before Yom Tov began. Okay, that concludes today's shir.